I have been accused on more than one occasion of being somewhat skeptical, cynical, and pessimistic. The truth is, when it comes to trust and believing people, sometimes I have my doubts. I have a theory about when this all started. Maybe it began when I found out the Easter Bunny shopped at Walmart because all the price tags were left on everything in my Easter basket. Or maybe it's because I'm an only child, and truthfully, I don't trust anyone that wants to play with my toys or invade my space. All I know is that when it comes to today's gospel lesson, I really empathize with the disciples, their skepticism, and their disbelief. But I find myself empathizing even more so with Thomas. I empathize with Thomas because he was left out. He was all alone. Can you imagine what this must have felt like for Thomas, hearing all of his friends tell him the story about how they had seen the resurrected Lord? Mary Magdalene and Mary had gone to the tomb and they saw Jesus standing there, dazzling bright in all his glory. And they ran and told the disciples, "He is risen. We have seen the risen Lord, our Savior." The disciples themselves were also a bit skeptical of the women. In fact, Peter ran to check it out and see for himself. And when he didn't see the risen Savior or Christ's body, he was left wondering and unsure. But the disciples, locked away in their skepticism and doubt, finally saw the truth. When Christ appeared to them in all their glory, all the disciples had seen the risen Savior, except for one, poor Thomas. Then for eight long days, Thomas had to hear all the stories. "Thomas, you cannot believe what happened. Jesus was here. He was right here. He appeared to us. He showed us his hands. He let us touch his side. He is risen." If I were Thomas, I would be waiting for the other shoe to drop. Maybe for the April Fools. But he didn't get it. And he had to wonder why everyone else got to see the risen Lord but him. He was all alone, and he had his doubts. What about all of you? Do you believe that Christ is risen from the dead? I have to warn you, if you say yes, I'm going to be a bit skeptical. I myself must confess that there are times, more than I would like to admit, that I struggle with doubt. What makes it worse is actually being here at the seminary, at an institution that proclaims the cross of Christ and the glory of the risen Lord. When I walk around, I hear my friends say things to me like, "Always focus on Christ. Remember your baptism, and Martin, you are righteous." I sit in class with the professors as they tell me how to proclaim the glory of our risen Savior. We discuss the nature of faith. And when I'm struggling with belief, I feel a lot like Thomas did. I feel like everyone knows something that I don't know. Or maybe you have seen something that I haven't yet had the chance to see. I want to know like other people know. I want some assurances. And so I start to frantically try to find my faith. I turn to other people in the community. I turn to my professors, thinking that maybe they have some knowledge or truth that I'm unaware of. But the truth is, they have nothing to offer me. They may get at the head of the matter, but totally miss the heart. And so I turn to my friends. They know me. They know what's going on in my life, and yet even their words during my darkest days feel hollow and empty. I start to feel more alone, And I start to search harder still, thinking that maybe if I could just maybe pray every day, or remember to do my devotions every day, or read the Bible every day, I would be assured. If I could cut out this sin or that sin, maybe I would find Christ. But I continue to fail. I continue to find myself praying and wondering at times if God actually hears me. Or when I read the Bible, if what's said is actually true, or if the authors are really who we think they are. Finally, I get to the point where there is nothing for me to put my faith in. Not the knowledge or words of my friends or professors, not my own self-discipline or virtue, not even the Bible. That's when it happens. Christ calls to me. When there is nothing left to live for or look to but Christ. In the midst of my loneliness and my doubts, Christ calls, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Did you hear that? Christ says to you, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We have nowhere to turn but to the voice of the one calling. Christ, who stands here with the nail marks in his hands and the pierce in his side. A Christ who appeared to Thomas, causing him to exclaim, "My Lord and my God." A Christ who invades my heart, soul, and mind, causing me to exclaim, "My Lord and my God." A Christ who invades this community this morning with his words, "Blessed are those who believe and yet have not seen." I like Thomas because at the end of the day, he couldn't create his own faith, just like I can't create my own faith. Christ had to come to him and show him that he was risen. We, however, don't get that. I don't get to see a miracle. I don't get to see the resurrected Christ. There is nothing I can do but wait for Christ to come to me. The gospel writer John tells us that Christ performed many other signs and miracles that he couldn't write in his book, so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, we may have life in his name. But we don't believe in what was written. We believe by means of what was written. We have the narrative of Christ, the witnesses of Christ's death and the glory of his resurrection. We don't believe in the revealed, but by means of the revealed. The revealed person of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, who time and time again comes to us and calls us to him. We don't believe in our seminary community, but by means of our community. A community which is the body of Christ. And Christ is revealed to us in the words and life of one another. And so John says to you, listen to the words of Jesus. "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Turn to the things that have been written. Remember your baptism and remember Christ. Today, Christ comes to you. Even as we wait for the day when Christ comes for us all and all those who haven't seen but yet believe. Amen.